I think we're gonna read the scripture.
好, right? 我们今天的经文。
Today's scripture is Romans chapter 12, verses 1 to 2. Scripture.
如果你是一个老基督徒了，你对这段经文是绝对不会陌生的。
So we're gonna read Chinese first and then English.
中文先，然后英文。
Let's. 所以。
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的良善、纯全和喜悦的旨意。
Next one, we're going to read in English.
English.
And then I chose NASB. And there's a reason I chose NASB.
还有个理由为什么选择NASB的 version.
After my sermon, you can tell me why.
Okay.
Because I'm not going to specifically tell you why. You should find out if you listen to my sermon.
Okay, 我讲完道话，你们应该知道我为什么要选这一个英文哈, 是有你们应该可以...
We usually use NIV, the 2011 version.
我以前都是用NIV的这个版本哈, 今天我特别用个King James, New King James的新版的 新钦定本哈, 新钦定本比较古老一点的那种文字, 然后你们应该是可以察觉到为什么要用这样。
Let's read together.
I beseech you therefore, brethren,
by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice,
holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service.
And I'm missing the second part.
So that's fine.
We're
going to
learn that. I kind of missed that.
Okay.
But we're going to learn that. Let's pray together.
Let's pray together. Oh, okay. Pray together, okay.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for today.
主啊, 我们感谢你,
today is the first day of the week.
今天是礼拜的第一天。
This is the worship day.
是我们敬拜的日子。
We thank you for this opportunity and freedom to worship you.
感谢有这个机会，也有这个自由来敬拜你。
We ask the Holy Spirit to guide us and help us to learn your word.
希望圣灵能够引导我们，能够明白你的话语。
And understand your word.
也能够了解你的话语。
So that we may be used and changed by the Holy Spirit.
让我们能够圣灵能够改变我们，让我们能够有所作为。
Pray in Jesus' name.
这样祷告祈求奉主是基督的圣名，阿门。
I haven't been here for 4 months.
Yeah, 我有4个月没有来喽。
Not that I've forgotten you.
我还没有忘记各位。
But I was looking forward to come back.
但是我非常的迫切希望能够回到你们中间。
But anything that reference to China, just keep it here.
如果是任何有关中国的事情的话，大家就留在这里就好了哈。
How many of you have ever experienced some kind of like spiritual turning point?
你们中间有哪些人经历过所谓的属灵的一个转折点呢？ 有没有？
How many of you?
有多少人经过属灵的转折点？
When I say spiritual turning point is not spiritual experience.
当我讲到属灵的转折点，并不是一个属灵的经验而已。
A lot of people would have spiritual experience.
很多人都会有所谓的属灵的经验。But
a spiritual experience is kind of short.
但是所谓属灵经验是非常短暂的。It's
just like a firecracker.
就好像炮仗一样点完。Bang!
And then stop.
叭一下就完了，就烟消云散了。
Just like you go to a retreat.
就好像你去一个夏令会。
Attend a revival meeting.
或者是去一个信奉分信会。
You have a very good speaker.
然后这个讲员呢？
Very good one that his message inspired.
然后讲的非常好的信息，然后他大大的激动了你的心。
You felt so touched.
啊，你觉得真的好感动。
Even though you cry.
甚至都要流泪了。
But after that, if it was just a spiritual experience, you would lose that in a few months.
那如果是只是一个所谓属灵的经验，几个月以后，哎，就没了，就消失了。
You back to normal.
啊，好像回到原来的原点了。
You're looking for next year retreat. You get a tune up.
哦，然后觉得哦，明年的这个夏令会我再去一次。
Or go back to that service, follow that, speaker. You get a spiritual tune up.
哦，然后或者去找寻这个讲员讲得太好了，再一次让我一个属灵的经验。
I'm not downplaying spiritual experience.
啊，这个不是我要讲的。
I'm talking about spiritual turning point.
我讲的是所谓属灵的转折点。
A spiritual turning point is not only a spiritual experience, but also would last longer.
属灵的转折点不只是一个属灵经验，而且是一个长久持续的。
It's a turning point. That means you're going to change.
然后你经过这个转折点的话，你整个的生命都会改变。
You're going to have a different direction.
你会有新的方向。
You may have some things that you want to give up and something you want to do.
有会你要放弃一些，然后有你会想要做一些。
Then I ask you a question again.
我就要再次问各位
了。Have you ever had a spiritual turning point?
你有没有这种经历，所谓的属灵的转折点的经历？事实上就是翻转你的生命。
You can count them.
你可以数一数。
I changed this. I changed that. I changed this since that day.
你改变了这个，改变了这个，改变这个，改变这个。
That's very difficult to find.
非常难得的。
But I can count. I have three major ones.
我自己的话有三次的主要的。
I'm going to share with you one of them.
主要的属灵转折点。
I also have two minor ones.
两个比较次要的。
It also affects the way I look at things and how I feel, how I should follow God.
哦，改变了我对很多事件的看法，也改变我的行为、行动的方向。
Today's sermon title is Spiritual Breakthrough, a Turning Point.
今天的信息题目是叫属灵突破一个转折点。
The passage is Romans 12:1-2.
经节是罗马书十二章一到二节。
This passage is especially as something that affects me a lot because especially the first verse,gave me some kind of memorable experience.
啊，这个第一节呢，十二章第一节对我来说有一个特别的意义，因为它带于我生命中一些很特别的经历、特别的历练。
But it's not spiritual turning point. It has something to do with it.
也不是属灵的转折点，但是与它有关的。
Back in 1975,
在一九七五年
，I came to the United States.
我来到了美国。
I attended a Chinese Alliance Church.
我在一个中国的华人的宣道会聚会。
And I joined fellowships.
然后我参加了他们的团契。
And the fellowship has a theme song and a theme passage that they recite every time they meet.
然后这个团契呢，还有一个主打歌，然后一个主题的信息，每次聚会都要唱，都要颂扬，都要诵，都要背诵。
我们叫是团歌，
团歌哈，团歌，
团信，
团歌，团信，
训
团训啊，团歌团训，我好厉害。
So every time I go to the meeting, before everything settle, we sing worship and then we're gonna recite the passage and then sing the song.
我每次这个团契一聚会的时候，我们就开始第一天要这个念这个经文，然后要唱这个团歌，要念这个团训。
Romans 12:1 was the theme passage.
罗马书就是我们的团训，十二章一到二。
I memorized that. I recited that many many times in my life.
然后就是
40 years ago.
记住了，然后是可以背诵的。
But that didn't affect me.Until 1991.
但是对我来说，并没有一个很大翻转生命的作用，一直到一九八一年。
I'm going to tell you that story later on, so we're going to study the passage right now.
我们先念今天的经文，再往下我会讲我的故事。
When we're going to experience a spiritual turning point, we need to experience a spiritual breakthrough.
我们如果要经历所谓的属灵的转折点的话，第一要件是要经历属灵的突破。
The passage is 12:1. It says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service.
Okay, 这经段是经节是这样，所以我以神的慈爱慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜爱的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然。
In verse 1, the Apostle Paul urges the believer in Rome by the mercies of God.
所以在第一节的时候，保罗就劝勉罗马教会的弟兄姐妹们，以神的慈悲来劝他们。
This verse starts with the word therefore.
所以它开头的字句是说所以。
Which means there is a linkage to a prior passage.
表示前面一章是跟它是相关的。
Then we go back to chapter 11.
所以我们回到第十一章的时候。
This chapter says, even though Israel has rejected God, God has mercy on Israel.
所以主要讲说，虽然以色列是背叛了神，但是神还是对他们还是有恩慈、有恩典的。
Even though they, the Israelites, were once disobedient to God, but now,Yet we all obtain mercy through disobedience.
说即使以色列人是被再一次的背逆了神，但是我们还是得到神的救赎的恩典。
In chapter 11, verse 36 says.
然后第十一章三十六节讲说。
For of him and through him and to him.Are all things to whom be glory forever. Amen.
他讲说万物本于他，倚靠他，归于他，愿他，愿荣耀归于他的名。
That is all glory. All the glory belongs to God.
所有的荣耀都归属于神的。
Now we go back to chapter 12.
好，我们再回到第十二章。
Because God has shown mercy to both Israel and us.The Gentiles.
说神有恩典在以色列人跟我们所谓的外邦人的身上。
With respect to salvation, by the mercies of God, Paul urges us, that means, that's beseech, means urges, urge us to respond to God's mercy.
所以保罗就是以神的恩慈来为，来劝勉我们，来这个劝勉我们。
Beseech, urges,It's urgent.
Yeah. 很迫切的劝勉我们。
As a believer in Christ, we ought to have spiritual breakthrough.
所以身为耶稣基督的门徒、信徒，我们是需要要有属灵的突破。
But why?
为什么呢？
A spiritual turning point requires a spiritual breakthrough.
因为属灵的转折点必须要先有属灵的突破。
But how?
但是如何呢？做到这点呢？
Romans 12:1 not only tells us why, but it also tells us.
所以罗马书第十二章一到二节不但告诉我们为什么，同时告诉我们如何。
Spiritual breakthrough is because of the mercies of God.
我们能够有这样的突破，是因为神的恩慈。
And also is an urgency.
而且是一个非常紧要的一件事情，迫切的事情。
Why is it? Let's look at this.
为什么?
The urgency, the advice from Paul is to present or act.
所以保罗这里的什么迫切的事情，什么事情迫切是要将，就是把你自己将自己。
Act, that means do something.
要有行动。
What is an act? It requires a volitional decision.
所以这个将什么事情呢？这个将是一种理智的一种选择，一种决定，不是冲动式的。
That means you're going to choose an act of will. You're going to choose something.
而是你非常有理智性的选择要做这样事情。
That means do something different.
就做一些不同的事情。
Most people are afraid of change.
很多人是很怕有改变。
There are many reasons.
有很多的原因。
One of the reasons is.Complacency.
一个就是我们就是不冷不热的，不想动。
or fear of failure.
我是害怕失败。
Fear of unknown.
对未知的事情有所恐惧。
Or pride.
或者是我们自身的骄傲。
When we have pride, we are unwilling.
Yeah, 所以当我们有这个 自我的骄傲的时候，我们就是。
Now, Paul urges us to make a change.
所以保罗是迫切的劝我们说，我们
What is the change?
要有所改变。什么样的改变呢？
To offer your body as a living sacrifice.
然后完全的献上你的身体，你身心都完全的献上。
It's totally, completely, the whole person.
整个人身心都要完完全全的献上。
Not partially.
不是一部分而已。
So, when I go to church, I'm going to offer my own whole body. When I go home, maybe half.
当你来叫的时候，哦，完全的线上。到了家里，哦，一半就好。
When I go to work, put it a quarter.
Yeah, 到了工作的时候，哦，只有四分之一就好。
This sometimes called compartmentalization.
啊，这就是这个部分的这个部门分次的划分。
So
compartment.
Jesus is boxed into my box at church 100%.
所以耶稣所买的是我们整个的部位，整个的部门。
No, Jesus is boxed into. That means we close the door. We confine Jesus in a box. In
就好像耶稣他是充满我们整个的这个部。
But Jesus cannot go to my other box until I let him do.
Yeah, 但是耶稣不能说跑到别的一个盒子里面，除非我。愿意说好，你可以。
Jesus is box because I allow him 100% to take over my authority right here.
所以耶稣那个完全的充满，是因为我非常心甘情愿的请耶稣来住在我里面，我这个 box 里面。
But this offer yourself totally is completely the whole life.
对，而且这是完完全全的，是整个的人生，你都把它献上。
And also, it says a living sacrifice.
而且他讲的说，这个献上必须是一个活祭。
That means while you're living, you are the offering.
所以当你活着的时候，你就是这个祭物。
You are not dead.
你说只要你没死，你就是要献上。
And also, it says you are holy.
另外他说你必须是圣洁的。
Acceptable and pleasing to God.
然后是为神所接受，而是神所喜悦的。
But how can I be holy?
你要问说，我怎么能够成为圣洁呢？
I just did something yesterday.
我昨天才做了一些不好的事情，我还没有认罪悔改呢。
We will come back to here why when we offer ourselves as holy living sacrifice, it has some meanings to.
怎么把自己当成圣洁的献上呢？
Also, it is a worship service.
而且是一种侍奉的奉献，献上。
In other translation, it says about spiritual service, spiritual worship.
有的翻译是叫做属灵的侍奉。
The new NIV says a proper service.
然后 NIV 的版本是说是合适的、适合的一种侍奉。
But you're going to look at, I use King James and New King James means it says reasonable service.
叫做 reasonable,
合理的。It's very similar to the Chinese Union version.
和合本的翻译是非常。非常相近的，和理所当然的是有理。
So intellectually, God would want us to offer ourselves in an intellectual service.
所以就是很理智的，是有心智里面发出来的一种觉知，是我们愿意。
Given all worships are spiritual.
把我们所有的。
All services are spiritual.
所有的服事都是属灵的。
But not is it all services are reasonable?
但是不是所有的侍奉都是理
But the original language is reasonable.
但是它原来文字是叫做理所当然的。
Intellectually and rationally.
是合理化的，是理智性的一个选择。
That tells me worship is reasonable in God's sight.
所以就告诉我们说，敬拜是在神眼里是一个理所当然、合理化的作为行动。
It doesn't say emotionally.
并不是说我们要一个情绪上的热忱。
That tells me when you worship, offering yourself based on emotion is not according to the Bible.
若当就是说，当你在侍奉神的时候，如果完全靠你的情绪来引导影响的话，这在圣经来说是不是按照圣经的教训。
So Romans 12:1 demands my complete, I'm talking about myself, willingness to surrender my own sovereign will and submit completely and totally to God's leadership.
所以这里讲就是说，你是合理的、理智的，然后献上你的全部的身心灵给神，当作活祭。
So I'm going to tell you a personal story.
我现在要讲我的故事了。
In 1980,
1980年
I graduated from college.
我从大学毕业。
I couldn't find a good job, full-time job, because my college degree was economics.
Your college degree is what?
Economics. My degree was.
因为我的大学的主修是经济学，所以好像找到一个很好的工作不是那么容易。
I only found a part-time job.
我只能找一个半职的工作。
In the meantime, I went back to Hong Kong for a few days.
然后呢，我就回到了香港。
I met a Chinese Christian girl.
然后遇到一位基督徒的姐妹。
Whom was my father's buddies in the Second World War? The daughter of my father's buddy from the Second World War.
所以这位姐妹呢，她的爸爸跟我的爸爸是所谓的铁哥们，然后这个可以追溯到第二次世界大战那样的交情，所以我就碰到我爸爸的朋友的好朋友的女儿在香港。
She was waiting for the final approval to join her parents in the United States, and her application was pending. 因为
她就是在一个等待她的美国的那个签证能够下来，然后她可以去美国跟她父母去喝。
Fast forward to 1982.
好，很快的，我们就到1982年。
I went out with her for a few times.
I'm sorry.
I went out with her.
我们就是约会了好几次啊。
It is in 1982.
1982年。
And one day, she asked me if we could talk.
有一天，她就跟我讲说，我们可不可以找个时间，找个地点，好好的谈一谈。
So I thought it was serious.
我想，很严重哦，很严重哦。
So I drove her to the parking lot of Cal State Los Angeles.Underneath the business building, if you know.
所以我就把它开到这个加州州立大学的商学院的停车场。
Where I graduated from there, so I drove her over there.
就把它开到那个地方去。
And she told me she had a boyfriend in China. He came over, and now he is in Seattle.
他就告诉我，我的男朋友从大陆来到的西雅图了。
And he goes, how about we stop seeing one another now?
他就说，那我们好不好，我们就不要再见面了吧。
You know what my reaction was?
你知道我当时的反应是怎么样？
I didn't cry.
没有流下男儿泪，没有流下来，还可以 hold 得住。
I didn't get mad.
也没有很愤怒。
My reaction was very calm.
But,外表我是非常的好像很镇静
，But myself inside was kind of broken.
那里面是碎了一地的玻璃。
And she was my first Christian girlfriend.
她是我第一位基督徒的女朋友。
If you knew about my commitment to God when I was younger, said I promised the Lord I only marry Christian girls.
所以我年轻的时候就已经立志，我要娶的话一定是要娶一个基督徒的姐妹。
But immediately.Internally, I said, I'm going to trust God.
但是我里面马上就觉知说我要相信神。
It was affected by Romans 12:1.
也就是这段经文，罗马书十二章第一
节。All myself belongs to God.
因为我的
Why would I worry about my future mate?
因为我整个人就属于神的，我为什么还要担心未来的伴侣呢？
Romans 12:1 kind of urged me to.Totally trust in God because I totally belong to Him.
所以这句教告诉我就说，我既然全部都属于神的话，我就全心的仰赖信任他。
I took her home.
送她回家。
That was in 1982. 82.
就是1982年。
I never saw him once anymore for the last 40-some years. 37 years. I never met him again. I never met her again.
Okay, so 往后的37年我就从来没有再见过他了。
But I make some changes because I rely on God. I follow God. I trust in God. I make some changes.
但是因为如此，所以我决心要信靠神了。我马上就付之行动，我要做一些改变。
These are the things I change.
这以下就是我做的一些改变。
I immediately asked the senior pastor to schedule me to a baptism, water baptism.
我马上就请我们的主任牧师，给我排，让我能够受洗。
I made a decision.I made a decision to attend Sunday worship and Friday night fellowship diligently.
然后我就立志说，我一定要非常勤快的参加教会的敬拜跟教会的团契。
I wanted to serve in the fellowship, and then began my serving as a general affair person.
然后就立刻要在团契中有所服事，就让教会把我派到所谓的总务部门。
I also started to look for extra opportunity to attend other services and hoping another speaker would inspire me and guide me.
然后也参加了不同的这个崇拜，希望别的讲员的信息能够指引我，引导我。
I started to focus my career direction that would help me to become a better steward.
然后连我的事业的方向也有所改变，我希望能够因为我的事业让我成为一个更好的神的管家。
I began to have a desire to help other Christian churches and parish ministries.
然后我就是开始非常关心别的基督徒，希望能够对教会，然后对教会以外的社区的服事上有所帮助。
This particular experience was not just a spiritual awakening.
所以这个并不是一个所谓的属灵的觉醒。
It was a real spiritual breakthrough for me.
这是一个真真实实实打实摔的属灵的突破。
It became the second spiritual turning point of my life.
这就是我第二次的属灵的转折点。
It happened 37 years ago.
37年之前所发生的事情。
Here are the changes I made at the time.
我当下所做的一些决定就是
get them baptized.
受洗。
Attend church service more diligently.
不停的聚会。
Serving the Lord.
侍奉。
Seeking spiritual guidance.
寻求属灵的指引。
Be a better steward.
然后做好神的管家。
Increasing my desire to help others.
能够帮助更多的人。
All these changes I made.They are still standing.
然后30多年以后，这些我当年所做的决定还在。
The first one was a one-time event.
第一项因为是一次性的。
Number 4 and number 5 has been modified for the better.
然后第四跟第五的话有所改变，变得更好。
My spiritual breakthrough was the biggest turning point in my life.
我的属灵的突破是我生命中最重要的一次属灵的转折点。
Yeah, I'm going to read a list of things that I went through in the last 37 years.
然后我跟各位讲一个清单，就是我在这个觉知这个以后的35年之内所遭遇的一些事情的一个清单。
Finding the right Christian lady to get married.
第一个是找一个好的基督姐妹结婚。
Going back to school for an accounting career.
第二个就回到学校再读一个会计系的一个 degree.
Looking for a full-time career position.
然后再寻找一个全职性的一个工作。
Changing jobs.
换工作。
Buying new car.
然后买一个新的车，买一个新的房。
Buying a new house and moving.
然后搬家。
Change to a new church.
然后换教会。
Serving as a Sunday school teacher.
然后开始教主日学。
Opening a CPA practice.
然后开了我自己的会计师事务所。
Reading the Bible, the whole Bible in English for the first time.
然后第一次把英文的圣经从头读到尾。
And then attending seminary.
然后又去参加所谓的神学院。
Facing financial difficulties.
然后又经历了一些所谓的经济上的困难。
Finding a new full-time job.
再去找一个新的全职的工作。
Closing my CPA practice.
然后我的会计师事务所关门。
Starting a fellowship group in my house.
在我的家里面成立了一个团契。
Going back to seminary.
又回到了神学院去进修。
Consider an early retirement.
然后考虑提早退休。
Searching for full-time ministry.
然后全职的奉献服事。
All these are major changes in my personal life.
这些我人生的一些这些重要的经历改变。
Besides Romans 12:1, that started my journey. Romans 12:2 also is a sobering reminder in my life.
然后这些所有的经历，就是因为罗马书十二章第一节开始了我的属灵的突破，属灵的转捩点。然后第二节就是带领我走过这些人生的这些，我刚刚讲这些经历。
For the past 35 years, life's experience continued to be challenging.
然后过去的三十几年来，我是还是有经过不断的人生有不断的变化，不断的挑战。
There has been traps and pitfalls everywhere along the way.
然后一路上有不同的陷阱，不同的网络，不同的挑战。
Let's continue to assess this passage in Romans 12:1-2.
就是罗马书一二章就是代表这样的一个经历。
Let's review verse 1.
我们再来重新的复习一下。
Because of God's mercy.
因为神的慈悲。
Apostle Paul urges us this urgent event that we need to make a change.
所以神保罗他迫切的劝勉我们要有所改变。
We need to act.
必须要行动。
It's a volitional act.
是一个意志力的有理性的行动。
To offer a whole body and totally as a living sacrifice.
将全身献上当作活祭。
It's a acceptable, reasonable service.
然后这个侍奉是理所当然的。
What about the next verse?
然后下面一个第二节呢？
Along the way, I have to overcome spiritual pitfalls.
然后一路上，我必须要克服许多属灵的陷阱。
Verse 2 says, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by renewing your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God."
所以第二节讲说，不要效法这世界，总要心意更新而变化。让你们可以察觉何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
But Paul said, "Do not conform."
保罗说不要效法这世界。
Stop imitating and following the world.
不要效法跟随这个世界。
But be transformed.
然后要变化。
Not to just make a change, or not to just make some modification.It is a sustaining, completely transformation.
不是只是一个部分的变化，或者是一个暂时的变化，而是一个心意更新，从里到外持久的变化。
But how?
那如何能做到这点呢？
Renewing our mind.
就是要心意更新。
Mind means intellectual decisions.
所谓的心意，就讲到我们是一种理智性的、有理性的选择。
So you may prove.
你可以，然后你就可以查验。
Prove is just looking and checking it.
查验不只是在围在外围这边看一看啊，看一看而已。
It go back to original language testing.
它原文是就说你要试验，要查验这个，要自己
try it.
你自己亲身去试了以后。
So renew your mind so that you may prove.What is good and acceptable and perfect will of God?
所以你要心意更新变化了以后，你才能查验什么是神纯善良的、纯全的、可喜悦的旨意。
How can we be perfect?
那我们怎么能够善良、纯全呢？我们怎么能呢？
We're gonna go with that. Look at that later on.
待会再讲。
I give you a second personal story.
OK， 第二个经文就是心意更新而变化。
I'll give you a personal story.
OK， 现在我是第二个故事。
It's a testimony.
我个人见证。
Many of you know that I drive an electric car.
我们中间很多人知道我开的是一个电车啊。
I've been driving for 8 years.
开了有八年了。
It's not the new ones that you can drive over 200 miles.
然后这是因为它是旧一点的 model， 所以你只能一次只能不能超过200。
So every time when I come, if I drive my electric car, if I come here,、mm-hmm. I have to get a recharge.
如果我一旦从我的住处到这个 South Orange County 南城县的话，我必须要再去充电。
So I need a recharge and go home.
然后充了电以后，我才能回家。
My old car, I'm still faithful to my car, but it's an inconvenient.
Yeah, 我虽然还是很喜欢我的车子，但是的确是有这个需要啊，要新车啊。
So in the past few weeks, I've been looking for a kind of used car.
所以过去几个礼拜，我就在找一个二手货的新车。
I check on the internet.
我看这个网站。
So I look for a car, and then one time I saw a car. It was listing $16,888.
哦，所以看了一个车子，它的要价是18,000。
I think
左右。
That person might be looking for a Chinese buyer. $888.
我想那个人很可能是有点中国人的习俗，
就
AAA 八八八发发发。
His conversation with me might shed some light, to his intention.
所以这个他跟我的对话就我就警觉了，开始亮那个灯了。
But I didn't want to pay that much.
但是我不想付那么多钱。
So when I met him, I test drove the car. I met him.
所以我们见面以后，我就开始试了一下这个车子。
The first thing.He opened his mouth is. Translate that first. The first thing he opens his mouth.
Okay, 他一开口说的第一句话，跟我说的第一句话是。
Oh, you can tell them you bought this for $1,000.
哦，你可以告诉他你买这车是花了$1,000买的而已。
That's what I did when I bought
it. 不是16,888。
You can tell them you just bought it for $1,000.
Yeah, 就告诉他们你买车价是$1,000。
That's what I did when I bought this car. It's a used car.
我
I told them I paid $4,000.
当年我买这个二手车时，我就是这样告诉他们，就是车管局啊，我就跟他们说我是买的，就是$5,000。
They didn't ask me.
他们也没有问我啊，也没有查究啊，也没有什么追究啊。
If the car is worth $16,880, why would I have bought it for $1,000?
如果这个车是16,888的话，我为什么要以$1,000的买价，怎么可以$1,000买价？
If you were me, what would you respond to this kind of comment?
我是各位，如果是你是我的话，你是做如何的反应呢？
In my mental calculation,
哦，你马上脑子里中国人会算，马上就
saved,
哦算一算，哦可以省多少钱？
I could have saved $1,000.
哦，可以省个1,400多块啊，不少。
By telling DME that I paid for only $1,000.
16,888，然后我跟这个车管局说我只花了$1,000。
Two or three weeks ago.
Okay, 那两三个礼拜以前。
I also bid on a car on eBay.
我在 eBay 上面又在那个竞价标价一辆车子。
And my final price was $14,100. That was I wanted.
然后我最后的竞的价是14,100。
But nobody met the reserve price that nobody bought the car.
Yeah, 但是这个车没有卖出去，因为它每个人的标价都没有达到它卖主要的这个底价。
So after the auction ended, I sent an email to the seller.
然后这个竞价完毕了以后，然后我就送了这个卖家，我给他一个
email. I asked him what was your reserve price? Are you going to relist it again?
所以说你的底价是多少呢？你会不会再把它放上去再卖呢
？He said my list price, my list price one $18,500. My reserve price was $16,500.
他说我的要价是18,500，那我的底价是16,000 something.
But you can
16,000多一点。
But you can buy it from me, but I'm going to write you 2 bill of sales.
他说你可以以16,000多一点来买的话，但是 我可以给你写两个那个那个卖价单收据呀。
One is whatever price you want. One is the actual price, and the other price is whatever price you want. You could put it like $5,000, and you can save money $1,000.
一个是说我一个是说实真实的卖价，一个是说哎你随便填嘛，你爱填多少就算多少都可以。
He texted me the messages.
呀，他是把这个 text 过来给我。
This is the actual text. You see that $16,500 was the price he was selling to sell. And the second was he would write two bill of sales.
You
say any price you want, or you say $5,000, he's going to say whatever. If you were me, what would you have done?
Yes or no? Vivian.
Romans 12:2 says, and do not be conformed to the world. Be transformed by renewing your mind that you may prove that what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
罗马书十二章第二节说，你们要心意更新而变化，不要效法这个世界，要心意更新而变化，好让我们那个察觉何为神的善良的纯全的可喜悦的旨意。
If I had gone along with that suggestion, I would have saved at least $1,000.
如果我是同意他们这样的建议的话，我起码可以省个$1,000以上。
Why not?
为什么不呢？Why not?
But I didn't buy the cars.
但是我一个两个车都没有买。
Personal reflection.
对，这是我个人的一个深思，个人的深思。
Spiritual turning points requires spiritual breakthrough.
属灵的转捩点是必须要有属灵的突破。
It will continue for a long time.
然后它会一直持续很久。
Spiritual breakthrough requires making a volitional decision to act.
然后你所谓的属灵的突破是必须要有一个理性化的决定，你的意志力来决定我要做这件一个做一个决定，做一个行动，有个行动。
To present your whole body a living sacrifice which is holy and well pleasing to God.
将整个人献上，当作活祭献给神。
It is an intellectual, reasonable decision.
是一个非常有理性的、非常合理化的一个决定。
It's a reasonable service to God.
一个理所当然的侍奉。
Overcoming pitfalls requires a transformation of life completely, inside and out.
然后要克服这些所谓的陷阱的话，必须要心意更新而变化，由内到外的一种改变。
Am I still stupid that I did not take the offer?
我没有接受他们的建议，我是不是就是显得很笨呢？很愚蠢呢？
I could have saved $1,000.
然后可以省$1,000多。
What would be my motivation for saving money if I did?
我如果答应的话，我省这个钱的动机是什么？
Was it a motive for the benefit of God?
是为了神的利益而省钱的动机呢？
Or the benefit for myself?
或者是为了我自己的利益，我要省这个钱呢？
If all money belongs to God, why are you saving money for God?
如果所有的钱都属于神的话，你要替神省这个钱吗？你有必要替神省这个钱吗
？Why would I cheat the tax system and save money for God？
我为什么为了替神省钱而去欺骗这个税官的机构呢？税的机关呢
？Why did Apostle Paul urgently ask？Us to offer our whole body as a living sacrifice.
所以保罗为什么这么迫切的劝勉，罗马教会的信徒们要将身体 当作活祭，完全的献上。
Is a holy and acceptable to God.
一个活生生的、完全的、是圣洁的、神所喜悦的。
Within the context of reasonable service, how could any of us be holy?
如果我们怎么能够算是圣洁呢？怎么能够就是完全呢？
Given all the blemishes already present in our life.
呀，生命中有这么多的缺点。这么多的不好的东西，怎么能够以圣洁的献给神呢？
But he says, because of God's mercy, not that we deserve it, we are urged to offer our whole body as living, as holy, because we, not because we are holy, but we are sinners.
Yeah, 但是因为他是因为神的慈悲，以神的慈悲来劝勉我，虽然我们是有罪的。但是因为神的恩典、神的救赎，所以我们能够以圣洁的把我圣洁的献上，全身献上。
No one is holy without Christ.
除了基督耶稣，没有人能够成为圣洁。
You have accepted Christ, acknowledged that He died on the cross and buried and rose from the dead for you.
然后，当你接受了耶稣基督，然后承认他死在十字架。埋葬了为我们而复活
then you are redeemed
然后就你就被视为是圣洁
because of Christ you become holy
因为耶稣基督的缘故所以
not because you
并不是因为你或我
not because your behavior
不是因为我们
you see that picture because of that cross
你看那个图片，因为那个十字架。
But my question for you is, when you read these passages, when you hear a lot of sermon, they all always emphasize be transformed.
当你看到这个经句，或者你在听这个讲章的时候，你常常注意到，就是说要变化。
Be transformed.
要变化。
But transformation of life is an effect, not the cause.
但是这个变化只是一个果，一个结果，不是它的原因，不是因。
So when you have transformation because of something else.
当你能够心意更新的变化，是因为有一个因，才有这样一个果。
So when we read this passage, not because of verse 2 that you have to do this, do that, don't do this, don't do that.
所以当你读这个经文，并不是因为第二节，所以你能够做这个不做那个等等等等。
It's because of Christ you are holy.
而是因为主耶稣基督的缘故，所以你才能够心意更新而变化。
By God's mercy, are you ready to present your body as holy sacrifice, which is acceptable to God?
在神的慈悲下，你们准备好了，把你的身体当作圣洁的祭物，是神所喜悦的吗？神所悦纳的吗
？So we're gonna see how this applies to you and me.
所以怎么样能够用在我们自己的身上呢？
Spiritual turning points require spiritual breakthrough.
第一个属灵的转捩点是需要有一个属灵的突破。
Spiritual breakthrough requires making a volitional decision to act.
然后属灵的突破，你就要做出一个意志性的决定，一种行动。
To present your whole body as a living sacrifice to God.
行动就是把你的整个的身体当作活祭献给神。
It is an intellectually reasonable service to God.
这是对上帝的智力，对上帝来说是一个合理的服务。
是个合理、理性向、
理性的、合理的。
Not emotional.
不是情绪化的东西。
So you need to have the foundation of verse 1.
所以第一节是你的基础。
Spiritual turning point, you need what? Your spiritual breakthrough.
对属灵的转捩点，你必须要有属灵的突破。
You need to offer, you need to offer yourself.
你必须把自己摆上，献上。
This is the first one. That the verse.
这就是它的基础，就是十二章的第一节。转捩点就是要有突破。第二节。
I kind of changed the slide a little bit, but you need. first one, then you need verse two.
Okay, 你必须要有第一节，然后你再来就是第二节。
This is number two is wrong. It's, one number two actually is part one, so I made a wrong slide. But number two is do not conform, be transformed. Should be number two.
第二节就是
That's my mistake.
不要效法这个世界，要心意更新而变化。
So in order to have a transformation of life, you need a spiritual breakthrough.
对，必须要有生意心意更新变化的，你必须要有属灵的一个突破。
The spiritual breakthrough is from verse one.
属灵的突破是第一节。
Then you change.
然后你有所改变。
If you don't have the foundation of verse 1, what's going to happen to you?
没有第一节的这个基础的话，会发生什么事情呢？
You need verse 2, or you need verse 1 to have verse 2.
你必须要第一节，你才能有第二节呀。
If you did not offer yourself as a living sacrifice,
如果你没有把自己献上当做活祭的话，
how are you going to do as far as not conforming the world?
那你怎么能够不效法这个世界呢？
You have no foundation, what happened? Watch.
你如果没有 foundation, 没有这个，你看吧，就会怎样？
Boom, you drop. Boom,
就掉下来了。
You have no foundation.
没有基础。
You don't have verse one.
没有第一节。
So that's why most of us would be struggling, trying to not conform the world. Don't do this, don't do that. What is your foundation? Where is it?
所以我们常常在挣扎呀，挣扎说不要效法这世界，不要效法这世界，但是我们挣扎是为什么呢？是什么原因呢？就是因为没有这个第一节。
So Paul urges us to offer ourselves as a holy living sacrifice.
所以保罗的迫切劝勉我们要把将身体献上当作活祭。
Transformation not because is a cause, is an effect. The cause is Christ.
心意更新能够有所变化是一个结果，它的原因是因为
耶稣基督。
Yeah.
We are holy body because we accept Christ as my Lord and Savior.
圣洁是因为我们接受了耶稣基督，所以我们才能被称为是圣洁的。
To solve our problem, we go back to verse one. It will solve our problem.
如果要解决我们所有的问题的话，我们就回到第十二章的第一节，能够解决我们的问题。
We must first deal with the problem with Romans chapter 1 through chapter 11.
So, 我们第一样事情就从罗马书第一章读完到第十一章。
In chapter 3, verse 23 says, "All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God."
然后三章罗马书第三章 16, right? Is it 3:16?
3:23.
Okay, 三章二十三节讲说。世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
Because of Christ, we become holy.
因为耶稣基督的缘故，我们才能够被称为圣洁。
We can offer ourselves as a holy sacrifice.
我们才能够把我们全心献上，当成圣洁的祭物献上。
That tells me you must be a genuine believer first, because of God's mercy.
因为第一个，你要是一个真的信徒，然后靠着神的恩典、神的慈悲。
Then we are ready to offer our whole body to God as a living sacrifice.
我们才能够预备好，能够把我们自己献上，当成活祭。
God's mercy was abundant in the times of Apostle Paul.
在保罗那个时代，神的恩典是充充满满的。
God's mercy is also abundant today.
今天同样的，神的恩典也是丰丰沛沛的。
Paul urges the Roman Christian to offer their whole body as a living sacrifice.
所以保罗要罗马教堂的弟兄姐妹把身体献上，当作活祭，圣洁的。
The same urgency is also present today.
今天同样的迫切性是同样的。
Will you want to have a spiritual breakthrough?
你愿不愿意有个属灵的突破呢？
To be empowered and overcome those spiritual pitfalls.
然后你愿意克服那些所谓属灵方面的一些陷阱吗？
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for you and your act of mercy despite our disobedience.
所以，尽管我们是如此的悖逆，你的恩典，你还是有你的恩慈在我们身上。
We today ask for your grace that we may have the desire to know more about you.
让我们有这样的一个恩典，有个欲望，要能够更加的认识你。
And have the desire to change in conformity with your will.
然后愿意改变，愿意能够顺从你的旨意。
May your name be glorified.
愿你的名得到荣耀。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.